This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. This new year is starting with a surge in flu cases in Colorado. Health professionals generally recommend getting a flu vaccine in the fall, but they say it's not too late to get your shot during this extremely active flu season. Kathleen Satterfield is the epidemiologist supervisor at Mesa County Public Health.
We monitor flu season from October all the way until May. So you can get that protection and just keep you protected through the end of spring.
Colorado is experiencing some of the highest rates of flu activity in the country. A Denver area child died of the flu in December. It was the state's first pediatric flu death this season. While the Trump administration recently issued an executive order reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to Schedule 3, there's still some question as to what that might look like in Colorado and other states, according to University of Denver law professor Sam Kamen.
Marijuana is treated by the states and by people in the states far differently than the federal government treats it. That would certainly remain true under this rescheduling. I don't think most people think of marijuana as a pill that you take for back pain. They think of it as gummies that you chew to go to bed at night, or something that you smoke or vape or inhale. The federal government is still not there. They're very much talking about medicine. They're not talking about fun.
There is no indication when the executive order, which is awaiting approval from the Department of Justice, would go into effect. Wildlife officials are considering pronghorn hunting on the western slope. The population has boomed in the North Fruta Desert, an area outside of Grand Junction. The animals often damage local farms. Colorado Parks and Wildlife will decide whether to allow limited hunting of pronghorn at a meeting in mid-January. This is CPR News and KRCC.